why do I praise God? Why do I praise Him? If there's a benefit Is there a benefit? If there's a profit, do God want it? Does He need my praise? Why was I created? What was God's purpose in bringing me forth? To do me harm? To put pressure on me? To be miserable, to struggle, to be in pain, to lose my mind? Is that God's plan for my life? Praise is a comfort. God wants you be comforted. Praise allows you to express the love that you have in your heart for the Father. Allows you to express the love that you have in your heart for the Father. And pray, and to Him it is lovely on your lips. Say it again. And to the Father God, praise is lovely on your lips, coming from your heart. Praise from your heart assures the presence of the Father. That holy. O God, that inhabit the praises of His people, Israel. It assures the presence of the Father. And the power of the Holy Spirit. And your awareness of His presence bring you into a place of comfort. And that everything is all right. But when you are in yourself, don't know what you're going to do. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? But when you praise God, it brings you to a place of comfort. And it assures you, I don't care what's going on, everything is all right. Doctor say you're going to die. Doctor say you ain't going to make it. But praise brings on the presence of God. And it assures you, I don't care what's going on, everything is all right. Sudden bill shows up and you wasn't expecting it. They said, we're going to put you out tonight. You don't have nowhere to stay. Praise in God, and His presence, His power assures you everything is all right. Your confidence that in His presence the enemy can't hurt nor harm you. And what He's trying to do, He will just have to leave because it won't work. His mojo won't work. His mojo just went out of Joe. Then lost his mojo won't work on you. And because by the power of God Almighty, he is driven out, and the anointing destroys the yoke. Anybody here? Listen to these verses. Psalm 9, 1, 2, 3. I will praise thee, O Lord. Psalm 9, verse 1, 2, 3. With my whole heart. How am I going to do this? I'm going to praise you. I made this decision. I made this commitment. And I'm going to do exactly what I said. I will praise thee, O Lord. How am I going to do it? With my whole heart. With my whole heart. I'm not going to sit back in the congregation while somebody is praising God and saying, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because I realize I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I have been created by God Almighty in his image and after his likeness. He called me his son. He called you his children. And he said, I love you so much. I gave you everything. Hallelujah. So I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name. I praise you, O God. You are wonderful, marvelous. You are exalted above the heaven. You sit on your throne, you rule. You alone are worthy of my praise. So I say, be exalted today. I praise you, full of your goodness, your kindness, your marvelous works you've done. How you turned around my enemy and you defeated him for me. What he used to do, he cannot do since I've been found by you. So I take my delight and I enjoy my place with you. Oh God, I praise you today and every day of my life. I will praise you, for I am assured when I praise you, your presence is there. So I'm not alone. No, 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 you are right here in the midst of my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only that, but when my enemies are turned back, they fall and perish at thy presence. That's why I praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.